की नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः सो टू रिकैप व्हाट वी स्पोक टू बिकम एलिजिबल टू reconnect with the Lord, we need four qualifications: that we give up violence, give up eating meat, we give up illicit sex and maintain purity of the soul, we maintain truth by not gambling and doing dishonest activities and cheating, and we do not intoxicate ourselves. To preserve our brain power, to preserve our sad sad vivek buddhi, to understand the Lord and not to distort the brain that has already been awarded to us. When we do this, we become human beings, and that time we accept the holy name of the Lord as the greatest gift of our life. There is no other better gift for human life than the holy name of the Lord. You cannot give anything to anybody better than that, you cannot accept anything better than that, than the holy name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is the ultimate gift of the Lord for us. And who can accept it is actually human beings in the best possible way. Even all living entities can accept it, but very passively they can accept it. But human beings can actively accept the holy name and get fully benefited by that. When you chant the holy name, after following four regulative principles, and making a decision in life, okay, never again. You know, I may just give it up in Shravan. In India, there is a big bonanza in Shravan. Everybody gives up alcohol, everybody gives up fish and non-veg, and aray, Shravan hai, they don't even shave, and their dadi becomes bigger, and they feel we are in Shravan, and we don't do this, we don't do that. As soon as Shravan ends, a huge rush in the market. Everybody is eating fish and non-veg and killing animals. So we are not talking about that kind of vrata. That's a temporary vrata, maybe out of fear. If you are convinced that non-veg is bad in Shravan, you should be also convinced it's bad in Bhadrapad also. Something bad is not only bad for some time. Bad is always bad. January to December, Chaitra to Phalgun. So it's a bogus understanding of situation that in Shravan we should not do all these things. Vaishnavism means understanding the truth permanently, not at times of Shravan and Bhadrapad. That is Vaishnavism. We deal with eternality. We deal with eternal truth. We don't deal with temporary truths. Our science deals with absolute truth, that is Supreme Lord. And our effort is not only the month of Shravan or Bhadrapad or Chaitra or Vaishak. Our effort of understanding the Lord is throughout the life, throughout all Chaitras to all Falguns. We want to continuously be in the effort of reconnecting with the Lord. And that's why we chant the holy name and follow the four regulative principles in all the months of life. When people follow some vrata in Shravan, we are already following it for all the life. So many years we are following. Every month we are following it. There is nothing new in Shravan. We are already following it. But in Shravan we do extra vratas. We take some vows and extra chanting, extra reading of Bhagavad Gita, some parayans we take up. That is our vrat. Not some basic vrat of not eating meat and not drinking alcohol that month. But when we chant the holy name, please, my dear friends, have faith in this word of scriptures. When we decide that we will not do these four things and we accept the holy name, at that time, all your previous record of bad activities, sinful activities, papa, is nullified, is destroyed. Only on the condition that you will not do it again. That is the power of the holy name. But if you do it again, not only what is nullified will come back, and you'll be punished more than before. If somebody does something unknowingly, suppose your child robs something, he doesn't rob, he just picks up and brings it. He doesn't know it is robbery, you should not pick it up. He doesn't know anything, he's just innocent boy, he just liked something, he picked up and he brought. And then you tell as a mama, don't bring this is not yours, this is his, we're not supposed to pick it up, what is not ours. It is called robbery and you'll be punished for that. Please go and give it back. Oh, child says, oh mama, thank you very much, I didn't know this. He goes and gives back. But if he does it again, what will do? I told you. Didn't I tell you? Didn't you go and give back to your friend last night? Why you brought it again? And this time you'll punish him. And if he does, what you'll do? You'll more punish him. Right? This is what you do with your children. Something which you do unknowingly, sometimes it may be forgiven, but law of nature doesn't forgive you if you sit on the fire and say, I don't know, this is fire. It's a hot pan of chapati, you know, hot. Under there is a hidden fire and it's all closed from all sides. Only the tawa gets the heat and tawa is red hot and the child goes and sits on it as a table. Suppose the table has bait gaya child uske upar. The fire will not say, oh, bachcha hai, main nahi jalaunga usko. No, it will burn. The child puts his finger in the socket in the house, live socket. And the bijli will not say, okay, no, he is child, no, I will not give shock to him. Certain degree you will be punished. But if you knowingly put that, you are liable to be punished more. That is why when we chant the holy name, we follow the four regulative principles. To give the effect of the holy name on our soul, we need to follow the four regulative principles. We may not have got freed from lust, anger and greed. These are the higher propensities. We have not got freed from them, but we have given gross physical sinful activities. To convince the Lord, we want you, my Lord. I am ready to give up my temptations of eating meat and drinking wine and doing these things. At that decision of yours, when you decide, I will not do these things, and you chant the first holy name, Krishna, all your sins will be nullified. Your slate will be cleansed completely. Fresh slate for you. Hare Krishna. The life of the battery is going away. One day even our life of battery will go away. Anyway, if you all are attentive, you can hear me still. Don't worry. So I was making a point. With determination, when you follow the four principles and chant the holy name first time, all your previous record will be nullified. And then onwards, your journey towards the Lord will begin. Till that time, you are carrying a heavy load of sins. The journey was very, very, very weak and very fragile. But when you chant the holy name with following four principles, your burden of heavy burden on your shoulder will be taken off from you. And you can run actually towards the Lord. And then onwards, when you will start going towards the Lord, at that time, all these vikaras that you have innately from many lifetimes, lust, anger, greed, illusion, intoxication, pride, arrogance, these things will be gradually nullified by the Lord, gradually wiped off by the Lord. As per your sincerity of chanting, as per your determination, as per your humility, these things will go faster. If you are not so sincere, not so careful, not so attentive, then this thing will gradually go away, not very fast. That is what we call as sadhana. Our bhakti is divided in three parts. One is sadhana bhakti, another is raganuga, another is bhav bhakti, and third is prem bhakti. And sadhana bhakti is divided in two. One is vaidhi bhakti and one is raganuga bhakti. All of us are doing now vaidhi bhakti. Vaidhi means as per vidhi, as per instruction given in the Vedas. Rules and regulations. Don't do this, do this. Vidhi and nishedh, right? Nishedh means don'ts. Vidhi means do's. And vaidhi bhakti means as per do's and don'ts. We are supposed to be chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. We are supposed to eat prasad every day. We think that once we give up meat eating, give up onion, garlic, give up tea, coffee, we have achieved the highest goal in life. And people say, अरे हमने चाय तक छोड़ दिया है. 5 साल हो गए अब तक चाय नहीं पिया. चाय को छूते भी नहीं हम लोग. लसन प्याज तो दूर की बात रही. 6 साल से हाथ नहीं लगाया. We feel we have achieved a great thing, but we have to understand we have only become human beings. We are supposed to be from birth human beings, but we have become now. Sorry to say, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's emotions here, but I'm trying to tell you that what is the purpose of human life? Why we are here? Not to become some CEO of some company, or Prime Minister of India, or President of India, or to get some powerful post and fame and wealth. We have come here as human beings to become the devotee of the Lord and to connect with Him and go back to Him again, not to come back again and again to suffer. So when we do these things, it's called sadhana bhakti. And sadhana bhakti may not be so tasty, you know. You don't like to get up in the morning and early morning chant Hare Krishna when you are sleepy, the world is sleeping, why you have to be awake? World is sleeping. Everybody is just sleeping nicely, Sakhar's hope. The sweetest part of sleep in the morning, 4 to 5. We have to be up and take cold bath and go to temple and chant the holy name. It's like that, like not so tasty. But when we continue in the company of devotees, then that taste will come one day. You will not be able to sleep between 4 and 5. You will be able to be restless. When I will get up in the morning, when that Brahma Muhurta will come and I will chant the holy name, that stage will come. Huh? And how to get that stage? From the distasteful stage to the very tasty stage, association of devotees. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha? Nahi. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Lava means what? 1/12th part of a second. Even that much time you receive Sadhu Sangha, all perfections of life will be achieved by you. That means if you take that sincerely, the Sangha, the instruction, the essence of that instruction. Sadhus, the devotees, great saintly personalities say the biggest gift of human life after the holy name, I mean say before the holy name, I would say, is the company of devotees of the Lord. Association of sadhus, association of saintly personalities, association of sincere devotees of the Lord is the biggest gift of Lord to us, because in the company of the Lord, you receive the holy name, the second big gift of Lord. If you don't meet devotees, how will you receive the holy name? From where all of you have received the holy name, tell me. Some devotee has given you, some devotee has given mala to you, some devotee has told you, chant Hare Krishna, take Ram's name, take Krishna's name. Yes, this is the mala, these are the niyams, this is the rules to follow, read this book. Some devotee has to come in your life to introduce you to Krishna, to the Lord. And by the devotee's intervention in your life, you may get inspiration. And you will take up the holy name and take up the process and niyams and rules and regulations. So that devotee company is only going to help you to maintain your determination. And you continue your sadhana in the company of devotees regularly without break. Not like the milk break in between the lecture. You sometimes get totally broken only. That small break becomes a long break. Your mind is totally disconnected. Not like that. Continuously, without break, we have to keep the company of devotees regularly on a regular basis and perform our sadhana, whatever rules we have taken, chanting holy name and following principles. Then that distasteful activity in the beginning will become very tasteful in the end. Then you'll jump in the morning and chant the holy name. You jump and get up ready and go to temple. You go temple Bhagavatam class, you go to the yatras, you go to attend, you get up and read your scriptures immediately because you have got taste that time. That stage is called ruchi. Huh? That ruchi is very precious. It's not very easily available. Ruchi, you have to really work hard for that. You have to really, really put energy, persevere with determination, continue your chanting. It's irrespective of today I'm in mood, tomorrow I'm not in mood, again day before I'm in mood and day after I'm not in mood. This is happens in the life. But still we have to do means we have to do. Your child is sick, you can't say I'm not in mood today. Let child be as he is. Tomorrow when I'll come in mood, I'll clean him. Now, some things you like or don't like, but you have to do your duties, right? You may say, I don't want to go to work today, but you have to go to work and do your needful. So, that is our determination. And that determination is augmented by the company of devotees. And then develop taste for that. When you develop taste and continue your sadhana with company of devotees, then you develop asakti. Today's topic is how to develop asakti to the Lord. If you want to give me, want me to tell you one line answer and stop the pravachan here, the answer is company of sincere devotees. I can end my pravachan here. This is the answer for that. But we have to also convince ourselves to take the association of devotees regularly. Do we go to bath every day? Do we brush our teeth every day? Do we take lunch every day? Do we go to bed every day? How much we are determined to do all these things, tell me. However busy you are, do you go to sleep every day? Do you eat in between? You may skip lunch, but you have to eat in dinner at least. You may skip breakfast because of you're so busy. Maybe your daughter is getting married, so you have forgotten to take breakfast. But lunch you have to take. And if that also you forgot, in dinner you have to take. Otherwise, next day you will be fallen, completely ill. So there are certain things in life which you have to do irrespective of time, place and circumstances. In spite of Deshakala Patra, you have to do these basic things. Like that, in spiritual life, one has to find time to associate with devotees. If possible, every day. If not possible, every week. Fixed number of quota has to be there. Whatever you do, you have to do that. You cannot say, you know, for example, somebody is in love with a boy. Boy is girl, love with girl. However busy the boy and girl are, they make it a point that they call on the phone and talk without fail. And meet without fail once in a week or whatever time it is. If some husband goes abroad, don't you call your wife every day? What do you do, Shirish, when you go to tour in all over India, to Switzerland? You call your wife every day. It's a regulation. Out of love. Not out of force. What is this nonsense? I have to call up every day and talk to that lady who I hate, you know, from just want to get away. I'm so happy that I'm in Switzerland. It's not like that. Out of love, you force yourself with a regulation to call every day and express your heart, your emotions, your feeling of separation. However busy you are, today I'm busy till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Indian time, and you must have gone to sleep. But my dear wife, I'm calling you. I'm sorry I got late today, but how are you doing today? It's a regulation. Not out of regulation, out of love. Like that, we should associate with devotees. Because devotee association is our only hope. If you are really serious about meeting the Lord and going back to Him, again unite with Him at the end of our life, then today we have to take seriously devotion through the company of devotees. Satsanga is extremely important. And how to define satsanga? Association in sat, the subject of sat. What is sat? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is nothing else sat in this world except the Lord. Paramasatya. The company of people which inspires you to further connect with the Lord and further unite with Him and further serve Him. That company is called satsanga. Every gathering of tilakdharis is not satsanga. Some tilakdharis can come together and go for a movie. And you can say, I went with devotees. I was in the association of devotees. I saw that Harry Potter with the company of devotee children, you know. I saw that movie, very famous movie, award winner movie. But 25 devotees were with me. Dhoti and kurta pehenke gaye the hum log. That can't be called as satsanga. Because sangha has to be in the subject of sat. If subject of your company together is sat, you are talking about sat or you are serving the sat, then it is satsanga. Whatever degree of attachment and love you have today for the holy name, it should increase in that. Then it will be defined today as satsang. If today's assembly, if it is called to be called satsanga at the end of the day, then it must be giving you some more inspiration than yesterday to serve the Lord today onwards. Then you can certify it in the evening before going that it was satsanga. If it has distracted you, if it has discouraged you, if it has not inspired you, even though you spend 3 hours with a break in between, still it is not satsanga. Our goal is to associate with devotees to get more inspiration in our loving devotional service to the Lord. That's why we have to be very choosy about association. We cannot just go and associate with everybody who is Tilakdhari. Rupa Goswami has warned us. Rupa Goswami has said, even to associate with devotees who are lusty and money-minded, please avoid their association. It is possible. I can wear Tilak and still talking about share market and the demonetization and so many things. Will be very practical, it's important, you cannot do that. But those who are in the guise of a devotee, but too attached to money and women, Rupa Goswami warns us, please avoid their company. He says, Asat Sangha Tyaga Ehi Vaishnavachar. And also, Sangha of devotees who are too attached to money and women, that means lust. That means we have to always keep choosing company which will inspire us further in our devotional service. Not status quo. Today I am on X level, I want to go on Y level tomorrow. And I am seeking a company. If this company helps me, I will keep taking. If this company stops inspiring me, next company. Like in college, what you do? You want to achieve gold medal. So you want to always be with people who are studying very hard, attending secret clinics, attending secret classes, having some tips, having some special education classes. You will be always with them because you are determined to top the whole educational, your exams. So it's not 1 year or 2 year affair, it's 5 year affair. Constantly you keep working hard till you really graduate with flying colors. We have gone through that whole stage, you know, determination to be on the top side. Same things we have to apply in devotional service. Acharyas and sadhus tell us that the degree we are attached to our day-to-day affairs, to our wife, to our children, to our money, to our profession, to our position, if that much attachment we develop for Krishna and the devotees and their service to devotees and Krishna, then life will be successful. You just analyze how much I am attached to my wife, to my house, to my wealth, to my position, to my assets. I know how much I am attached. I am supposed to develop that much attachment to Krishna. The day that will happen, your life will be successful. And that help will be given to us by sincere devotees. A sincere devotee is that devotee who is not having any ulterior motivation from you. He is not here to get something from you. Even though he takes money from you, he wants to put that money in Krishna's service. Which is not in Krishna's service, he wants to put in Krishna, not in his pocket. So you may say, अरे आप बोलते हो कि devotee कुछ मांगता नहीं है, but ये devotee constantly पैसा लेके जाते हैं मुझसे. But you see what he is doing with the money. He is putting your money back in service to Krishna. Engaging you in service to Krishna. Purifying your money by part of money in service to Krishna. So sincere devotee is that devotee who has nothing to take from you. He is only comes to give you something in connection with the Lord. That selflessness is a quality of a sincere devotee. He may not be Paramahamsa, Paramasat, Santa, but he is sincere and honest and he is there to only give. He never visits you to take something from you. He always gives Krishna. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Ami to kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, dhaitava pache pache. To that devotee behind him I run always, who has Krishna in his heart, who gives Krishna to us. I beg my Lord to have company of that devotee. Ramachandra Sangha Mage Narottama Das. He says that devotee Sangha I want, who gives me Krishna, who gives me attraction for Krishna, love for Krishna, inspiration to be with him. Oh my Lord, please give me the company of that devotee. If you assure in your life company of sincere devotees, life will be successful. Because in that company of devotees, your progress will be always steady and steadfast. We have to make sure that we are always in the company of sincere devotees. Worldly people will be around you as long as you have money, fame, success, everything will be there. Your true friends are known to you when you are in failure. You are down. You are depressed. You are unwanted. You don't have money. You don't have success. At that time, who stays with you, inquires from you, is a real friend of yours. And a devotee is a real friend of everybody. Because he always is there when nobody is there. What is the most important moment that nobody is there to help you? When you are dying. Everybody flees away. Huh? Nothing is effective that time. Your money can't help you. Your doctor's contact can't help you. Your influence cannot help you. Your position can't help you. Your beauty cannot help you. Your strength cannot help you. Nothing can help you. At that time, a devotee chanting in your ears, the holy name of the Lord will help you and take you back home, back to Godhead in the most helpless moment of life. So we have to have faith that a sincere devotee, a sincere Vaishnava who has dedicated his life to serve the Lord is our savior. And with his company, you develop attraction to the Lord. I remember my college days, my friend also will remember. After we passed out 11th, 12th standard, you know, we've separated. And I got admission in IIT. And I didn't go to IIT. My father couldn't send me. So I went to medicine. And I went to meet my friends in IIT who could go to IIT. I used to spend weekends over there. And those friends of mine who could get in IIT, one of them was tempting me to take intoxications. In quite a long time, he really, in the guise of friendship, he tried to inspire me to take intoxications. Somehow, it didn't work out only. That muhurta didn't happen only. By the mercy of the Lord. Because I was quite potent enough to do anything bad also. But at the same time, when that friend was tempting me to take intoxications, some friends that he introduced me were attracting me to Krishna. This is not mercy of the Lord. Because I had the full potential of getting destroyed. As an intelligent boy, as a performing boy, I had all kinds of vague ideas about life and I could have gone that side. But some devotee who was very sincere, whom I was fighting with, arguing with philosophical arguments, he kept on following me up, giving me prasad to me. And finally, he saved me from that temptation of taking intoxications and brought me in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, today I would not be sitting in front of you. I will be taking some drugs somewhere. What is the use of intelligence which is misdirected? Intelligence, when it is directed in right direction, that is helpful. And that right direction, only devotees can give you in life. Because they have nothing to gain from you. Nothing to squeeze from you. They are here to only give you Krishna. With whatever level, wherever you are, they want to add Krishna in your life and make your life very pleasurable and happy. Because the only thing happens to you when Krishna comes in your life is happiness, relief from misery, and introduction of happiness is only possible with devotees. Please understand, my dear friends. We are not talking big philosophy here. We all want to be happy. We are all suffering in this material world. And we want to be happy. We are seeking for happiness. That's our nature. Ananda mayo bhyasat is our nature. By constitution, we are seeking happiness. Sachid ananda is our nature. So seeking happiness is not a sin. Please understand. If I want to become happy, it's not sinful. It's my nature. But where to find happiness is the science. And the devotees will teach the science to you. How to become legitimately happy. Bona fidely happy. Not sinfully happy. Yes, when you take drugs and take alcohol, you may become happy. It's no doubt about that. You become happy for some time. But that does not give you happiness that you need. You need eternal, unbroken, unalloyed happiness. Uninterrupted happiness. That is your nature. So this alcohol, this meat, this illicit sex, this intoxication, this gambling, this cheating, this fraud, here and there, some grain will be always there for temporary flickering happiness. It will not give you eternal quality of happiness that you are looking for. Being spirit soul, being atma, you are looking for spiritual happiness. We don't even know that sometimes. A devotee will introduce you. Like that friend was introducing me. Take this. This is very beautiful. It takes you high and high and high. Ek baar leke to dekho. That experience will be taking you higher and higher and higher. Even your chanting will be much better if you go to the higher stage. Take this. And then after going high, you'll be so much down after some time, you'll not know how to rise from that position. So Prabhupada said, stay high forever. Take the holy name and go high and never come down. No hangovers. No coming down. Higher and higher and higher only. You keep going higher. We all want to be intoxicated. Please understand. Nasha humko sabko chahiye. But we want spiritual nasha. We want to take the holy name of the Lord. And with that, the happiness should take us higher and higher and higher. And there is something, as I was discussing with you, ruchi. When ruchi comes, taste comes, then you develop attachment. Something that gives you taste. For example, today you get eat a jalebi made in ghee. And made with aloo in Vrindavan. Special jalebi is made. And hot, fresh, crispy jalebi comes to you. And you taste that. What happens? Tomorrow again you want to have that. You become attached. Because the taste has given you the attachment. So first develop taste. Before taste, find knowledge out where the taste is available. Then go and taste it. And then asakti will come. That attachment will save you from all the attachments of the world which are destroying you, which are degrading you in life. We want to develop that attachment. To the Supreme Lord and to the subject matters connected with the Supreme Lord. And finally, how to develop love for the Lord. That is the ultimate goal. Prema Pumartho Bahan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Krishna himself, came down, spent one incarnation to teach all of us how to develop love for the Lord. Sri Krishna, such a wonderful personality. He is Prema Murti, embodiment of love, personification of love. But his counterpart, Radharani, is so powerfully loving to him, and through that love to him, she enjoys more than him. When you serve somebody, you enjoy more than person whom are you serving. Have you experienced that any time? In this lifetime, like when wife is serving the husband. The husband says, wow, this dal is so tasty. This halwa is so tasty. This kheer is so tasty. This sabji is so tasty. In that itself, she enjoys so much. More than eating the item which she made. Just because the husband she served and he enjoyed, in that she serves more than the husband. Enjoys more than the husband. This is a fact. You can experience it in life. In service, you enjoy more than the person whom you serve, than being served. So Radharani was found and always observed by Krishna to be enjoying more than Krishna in serving Krishna. So he said, I am Sarvagya, I am all knowledgeable, everything I know, everything comes from me. Sarvascha chaham hridivan sannivishto, mataha smritir granam apohanam cha. I am the source of all knowledge, I know everything. But still I don't know one thing. What enjoyment you have, you experience by serving me. I enjoy when you serve me, but you enjoy more than me by serving me. I want to know that enjoyment which you are enjoying after serving me. So I want to accept you, your bhav, and take one incarnation separately to experience what you are experiencing. Imagine that query of love even the Lord has got. We are also seeking love for the Lord. Even the Lord is seeking love. This is a mutual, eternal competition and a beautiful exchange situation. Where we love Him, He loves you, we seek love in Him, He seeks love in us. Eternally this goes on. Lord is seeking love in His devotees, devotees love the Lord and seek love in Him. But point to note here and to ponder upon, the Lord took one full incarnation to understand what is Radharani's love. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the process of understanding that love, He also taught that love to all of us. Now what is this fundamental principle? Seek the company of a devotee who has love. You want to develop love for Krishna? Find out who has the love. You want to serve the Lord? Find out who is serving the Lord. Be in His company. You want to study very hard? During exam times when you are getting bored, go to library and find out who are studying very hard. Sit in their company. When you sit in their company, after some time, you also develop the taste for studying. I have done that in MBBS. Most boring days in the room, I can't study. Pick up the books, go to library. Hundreds of students are studying there with the pile of books there. Everybody is just studying there. So you sit there, after 1 hour, you also start moving with them. Huh? You are in zero gear, then you go with fourth gear with them, because they are all in fourth gear with you. So find out people who are on this path. Hold their dhoti, hold their sadi, and go with them. Ask them, how are you doing this? Please teach me. I am bereft of all good qualities. Please teach me how to develop good qualities. Tell me how to serve the Lord. How do you chant so nicely? I don't have taste for reading. I open the book and I go to sleep. It's like a sleeping pill for me. I open the book and I go to sleep. I try to sleep on my own. I don't get sleep. But I open the book, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Nice sleep I get. How will I get rid of this sleeping tendency? Then the devotee will teach you how to develop taste for reading. How to develop. You have to yearn for what you have. I mean, what you don't have. Seek that you lack. Don't just sit at home. If you really seek humility, seek that in people who have it and beg from them. If you're not generous hearted, go to people who are generous hearted and learn from them how they are so generous hearted, how they are so donating, you know, how they are generous in their demeanor. So like that, if you are serious about developing love for God, go and sit in the company of people who love the Lord. And there are people in the world who love the Lord. Please understand, they may be rare, but they are there. If you want, then you will get them. If you always seek company of rich devotees, for example, then you will get rich devotees always in your company. If you want to search devotees who are humble and always subservient and always serving everybody, you will find them. If you want love of the Lord, then you will get such devotees who have love of the Lord. Please pray to the Lord what you want. There is no harm in praying to the Lord. But don't pray to the Lord, Lord, make me richer. Lord, make me more richer than my neighbor. More than my brother. Lord, my neighbor has 4 cars. I should have 5 cars. Don't beg these things to the Lord. Because why? I told you in the beginning only. Don't ask for things which you have to leave behind while dying. It is foolishness to ask people or the Lord the things that you have to be leaving behind when you leave this world. It's not wise to ask from the Lord things of the world, because things of the world will come to you as per your karma. If you don't want, also fame will come behind you. If you don't want, also you have become devotee, brahmachari in the ashram, fame will come behind you. Those things will follow you as per your karma. You want or don't want. And they will follow you whenever they are supposed to come. Not before you want. I mean, today you want to become Prime Minister, it will not happen. Whenever you will become, that time you will become. What is the simple meaning of that? Nothing you will get before time. Nothing you will get before time. Samay se pehle kuch nahi milta. Aur bhagya se jyada bhi kuch nahi milta. Whatever you are supposed to get, that much you will get. And when it is supposed to come, that time only it will come. You work or don't come, it will come to you. So don't worry about that. Ask from the Lord something that is worthy of asking. You go to the king and say, oh my dear king, I am very hungry. Please give me 2 chapatis. King will give chapatis to you. But he will laugh in his mind. He will say, I can arrange for your whole lifetime ka food. Whole lifetime food I will arrange for you. I can arrange. But what to do? You are asking for 2 chapatis. Tomorrow again will come for 2 chapatis. Again I will give you 2 chapatis. So you have to understand when you go to the king what to ask from the king. What is his worth? So you go to the Supreme Lord and say, give me a beautiful wife, give me wealth, give me money, give me fame, give me position, give me promotion. Lord is laughing in the mind. Okay, I can give you something which is much, much more valuable. But you are asking for peanuts. Okay, take it. If you want that, only take it. What I can do? When you go in front of the Lord, ask for love. Ask for devotion. Ask for service. Ask for liberation from cycle of birth and death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathara shayanam. Ask liberation from that. Repeatedly entering in the wombs of mother and taking birth again and again and dying again and again. This chakra, ask for liberation from that. That is something worthy, I would say. It's not greatest, but it is still worthy. But beyond that is love. But those who have love for the Lord, for them Lord is already in the pocket, you know. First he is your master. But when you have love for him, he becomes purchased by you. He loves to be purchased by his devotees. He has proved an empty number of times. This is not true. He has become charioteer of Arjuna. Arjuna is like you and me only. Anu Atma. As much of Atma Arjuna was, that much Atma you also and me also. But he became pure devotee, a loving devotee of the Lord. The Lord said, I'll become Shudra for you. Is it not true? What is the meaning of becoming driver? He has to fill petrol, he has to fill air in the tire, he has to service the car, he has to clean the car, inside, outside, he has to sit everything all right in the car or not. All menial work he will do. Puncture ho gaya to puncture nikalega. Everything he will do. He's not a big man, he's a paid man. Lord did this work for Arjun without payment. He patted his horses, he massaged their feet, he fed them chara in between, he put oil in the wheels, he gave break to the horses. And the worst thing that was happening, in the kolahal of the war, that elephants are shouting, horses are shouting, men are shouting, dying people are shouting, all this big noise, you can't even communicate to a driver also. So much noise is there. Sometimes happens, no, when you are in crowd, you can't even communicate to your next person also. So how do you communicate to the driver? Go right, go left, or go center. The charioteer, the Rathi, kicks the Sarathi on right side of the shoulder. That means go on right side. Then the Rathi will kick him on left side with left leg. Then without looking behind, the Sarathi will take the chariot to the left side. And then in between he will kick him on the front. That means in center. That means go straight. Now Arjuna has done that to Krishna all throughout the battle. Hare Krishna. That is called love. All of you mothers, all of you have children? Most of you have children. Have your children vomited on your face any time? On your dress, on your mouth, on your face? If they have passed urine and stool on your dress, nice sari, you are coming for a program or going for wedding and your son has passed stool or vomited on your shoulder and spoiled all the pallu of yours. Have you gone through all the experience? But you didn't mind, right? I said, mera beta hai, my child. You are peacefully, my wife has, yourself, myself, my wife, you have gone home back, changed your sari, cleaned your child, changed his dress, changed your dress and gone to marriage little late. And you have done not once, you have done it umpty number of times. Why? Because of love. You don't say, what is this nonsense, this child, you know. Always he vomits when I want to go out with him. Spoils all my program, my appointment, my timings, everything. Now the marriage will get over, only I will reach for only lunch time. I wanted to be there for this ceremony and going for that tying knot, I wanted to be there. And you see, this child has vomited on my sari and finished everything off. You never say that. That is love. So the Lord, when you become a pure lover of Him, He becomes your servant. He does something abnormal things which otherwise He should not be doing. Otherwise we are supposed to offer food to Him like this. Mantra, parda, ghanti and so many pranams and everything. But here Lord Ram is sitting next to Sabri and she is eating something and giving something to from her mouth to Him. We are supposed to not touch anything. My friend was telling, don't touch that halwa, today we are supposed to offer. But here Sabri is eating that bear and giving that half bear which is already eaten by her to the Lord. And Lord is enjoying like anything. And Lakshman is quite disturbed. He is saying, what is this? This old forest woman, she has no jati, no culture, nothing. She is giving something from her mouth which is so contaminated, so degraded to my Lord, my brother. And Lord Ram is saying, shh, don't disturb. I'll tell you everything afterwards. Let me enjoy now. So what is Lord Ram enjoying? The bear that she is feeding him? No. The love that with which she is offering that bear, he is enjoying that. That is our Lord. He is Bhavagrahi Janardhan. He is not looking at the bear of jungle, which is very absolutely useless cost. Useless, you know, it's not valuable at all. Through that bear, he is tasting her love. And for that love, he is telling his brother, please keep quiet, don't disturb. That is our Lord. He is waiting for all of us, for you and me. when we will love him like that. And that is why he gives up Vaikuntha, the all opulent place in Vaikuntha, with there are millions of Lakshmis serving the Lord. He gives up that position of opulence and comes to Vrindavan, where people don't even know him that he is Lord. He comes as Mr. Nobody. As a coward boy he comes, nobody knows him as a Lord. Somebody's friend, somebody's girlfriend, somebody's boyfriend, somebody's son, somebody's cow herding he is doing. Nobody knows he is the Lord. And Lord says, I have specifically given up my Vaikuntha position of power and influence to steal the butter of gopis. Is that true? This is our Lord, please understand. Our Lord is hungry of love. He is bhavagrahi. He is always hankering for devotees' love. And to those devotees who love him, he does anything for them. Anything is fine with him. He can become Mr. Anybody for him. For example, becoming a charioteer for a devotee of the Lord. He decides to get bound by his devotees for stealing butter. Now tell me, what is the butter? Butter is property only. Who has made the cows? Who has made the cows give milk to all of us? Who has made the procedure of making butter? Everything is Lord only has given you. Everything belongs to him. And he takes some butter and eats. How does he chori? But he doesn't mind being called as chore and being punished by mother and getting fearful when mother raises a stick also. Because of love, only because of love. He gives up all his position, all his power, just to become subservient son of Mother Yashoda. So we have to learn, we have to know this, how our Lord is. Whom are we talking about? We are not talking about love of a lover in the world. Everything is going to end here with the course of time. We are talking about that supreme love, the eternal love that we are all yearning for. And that is available through right channel. So please keep company of loving devotees. And whatever company the Lord has given you today, in your lifetime, that company is perfectly designed for you to make progress in your bhakti. Don't think Bombay there are nice devotees, and I see in Bangalore there are nice devotees. What to do? I'm in Mumbai, I don't get good association. And people in America think, you know, in Vrindavan there are nice devotees, we are in America, and I see loving devotees are in America only. They are so much loving and surrendered devotees. I don't get the company. I don't like these devotees in Bombay. This is our nature, to always criticize what we have and to look on the other side of the hedge, because the grass is always greener there. This is our nature, to always creep about what we don't have and forget what we have. But the company that you have been bestowed upon is the best company the Lord has arranged for you, designed for you, tailor-made for you. So please have faith. And the biggest support we have is the holy name. Pray from the bottom of your heart that, my Lord, I want to love you. I don't want to get tempted with the temporary loves of the world. I will love my child, I will love my husband, my family. Because I love you, I will love them also. But my primary love is with you and is for you, meant for you. I don't want to share that love with anybody. I will love everybody because I love you. And that is my prerogative, my personal privilege in this life. When we think like this, our life will become very enriched with happiness first and endowed with love of the Lord. Prema Pumartho Mahan is Pancham Purushartha. Dharma Artha Kama Moksha is secondary Purushartha. But Pancham Purushartha is ultimate Purushartha. Prema Pumartho Mahan, for which we have taken birth here. The lost love which has made us suffer over here, we have to get again back. So that this human life will be successful and will not have to come back again to suffer again and again birth, old age, disease and death. Chant the holy name. This is the biggest wealth in life. Find time for that. Develop love for that process of chanting the holy name. Then our life will be, from this moment, happy. Until the end, it will be happier and happiest. And we'll all go back to the eternal abode of happiness, abode of love, where हम लोग ने ना एक बचपन में हम लोग गाना गाते थे, हाँ गाओ क्या, मजा आ जाएगा थोड़ा सा। जहां गम भी ना हो, आंसू भी ना हो, बस प्यार ही प्यार पले इस एक ऐसे गगन के तले। दिस इज सच अ ट्रू सॉन्ग एक्चुअली। वी ऑल आर सफरिंग ओवर हियर। वी से हाउ आर यू, फाइन, आई एम गुड, आई एम बैड, आई एम वेरी नाइस, आई एम हैप्पी, बट इन द हार्ट वी ऑल हैव अवर प्रॉब्लम्स एंड सफरिंग्स एंड वी डोंट नो हाउ टू सॉल्व देम। वी ऑल आर लुकिंग फॉर अ यूटोपियन कंडीशन वेयर एवरीबडी विल बी लविंग, नो वन विल बी सेल्फिश, एवरीबडी इज हेल्पिंग, नो मोटिवेशंस वेन वी आर डीलिंग विथ अस, एवरीबडी इज सो हम्बल एंड टॉलरेंट, एवरीबडी इज सबसर्वियंट, एवरीवन वॉन्ट्स टू सर्व यू एंड यू ऑल्सो वॉन्ट टू सर्व एवरीबडी। देर इज नो पॉलिटिक्स, नो एनवी, नो एरोगेंस, नो ईगो, नो प्राइड। कैन देर बी अ सिचुएशन वेयर आई कैन गो एंड पीपल आर लाइक दिस? यस, द आंसर इज दैट ऐसे गगन के तले, दैट इज स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड, दैट इज वैकुंठ गोलोक वृंदावन, वेयर आवर लॉर्ड लिव्स विद हिज लविंग डिवोटीज, एंड वेन वील गो देर ऑल योर हार्ट डिजायर विल बी फुलफिल्ड। तो यू में से प्रभु जी आप तो बोल रहे हैं अभी बाद की बात बोल रहे हैं, आज का क्या करना है? व्हाट अबाउट टुडे? यू बिकम अ सिंसियर डिवोटी, स्टार्ट चैंटिंग द होली नेम, आई गारंटी यू, सिटिंग ऑन दिस प्लेस इन फ्रंट ऑफ द लॉर्ड, आई गारंटी यू, यू विल फाइंड पीपल हु आर लाइक दिस इवन टुडे ऑल्सो। इट इज माई पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस, आई एम नॉट टेलिंग यू समथिंग विच आई रेड इन द बुक्स, आई रेड इन द बुक्स एंड आई हैव पर्सनली एक्सपीरियंस्ड। वेन यू बिकम सिंसियर डिवोटी, Lord will send you such devotees which are described in scriptures, who are selfless, who are unmotivated, who are always helpful, who don't have any pride, who don't have any politics, no ego, no arrogance. There are devotees who live in this world, but they don't come out with flags. I am like this, please come and be with me, associate with me, I am like Vaikuntha man, I will give you Vaikuntha experience, please come. They will never do that. You have to seek their company and you will find them. So you will find spiritual world while you are in this world, and they will take you to the world which you are aiming for. That is bhakti. That is why Sri Krishna said, Yoginam api sarvesham madgati antaratmana. Out of all the yogis who are practicing yoga, the yoga, the person who is united with me in love is the highest yogi. You become that yogi, O Arjuna, who love, who is looking for love. Union with love. That is Krishna's words. He is promising you. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamam paramam mama. When you will thus leave this world in love for me, you will come to my world, never to come back again. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamam paramam mama. That abode of mine is full of love. When you reach there, I will make sure you never come back again. What else we want? He has promised us. Only problem is lack of faith. अरे वो किताब में लिखा है कौन जानता है, इज इट ट्रू और नॉट, हु नोज, वाई वेस्ट आवर टाइम रीडिंग समथिंग। लोग बोलते हैं सोलह माला जब करते हो दो दो घंटा वेस्ट करते हो, वो धंधा करो, काम करो, पैसा कमाओ, थोड़ा पैसा बढ़ जाएगा बैंक में, वो दो घंटा हरे कृष्ण का क्या मिलने वाला है आपको? इतना पढ़े लिखे हो आप, वॉट आर यू डूइंग? टू आवर्स यू आर चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण इन द मॉर्निंग एंड वेस्टिंग प्रेशियस टाइम। सी आई एम डूइंग बिजनेस, आई एम ऑलरेडी लुकिंग इन इंटरनेट, ऑलरेडी लुकिंग वेयर द शेयर्स आर गोइंग, ऑलरेडी फुल्ली नॉलेज अबाउट इट, and you are simply chanting Hare Krishna on the mala. Kisne dekha hai kya hota hai Hare Krishna karne ke baad? But that person who have done that, he knows what happens to his life and he has experienced. That gives us the courage and the conviction to tell others, please do it yourself also. Don't waste this precious human life. This life is meant for developing loving connection with the Lord, which we have lost. And if we don't do that, then like animals and birds come and go, we also will come and go. Nothing else will happen in the world and to you also. So let us all decide today, on the auspicious birthday of Lord Jagannath in the house of Mataji, let us decide today that I will want to love the Lord. And I will try to put all my energies, after my duties are over, I will see the remaining time I will devote to the Lord. Life is anyway ending. See, we have crossed 50 now. My friend and me already crossed 50. Body is already deteriorating. Many things are coming up, which I was proud about not having. Now we have those great jewels diabetes and hypertension and so many things, backache, are already with us as our companions forever. They will never leave you, guarantee. So life is anyway going away from us, please understand. Today I am speaking here, I may not be there tomorrow. It's a fact. It's flickering. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala. Life is like a dew drop on the lotus petal. It will just fall and slip off. Nobody can count also how many drops fell and slipped off. Our life is also flickering. But the flickering life, if it is enriched with love with the Lord, then that flickering life will take you back to Godhead. If it's flickering anyways and you have wasted it in something else, you will go back again. Maybe in hell, maybe in animal kingdom, maybe in earth again, to take birth again and suffer again and again. Let us not waste our precious human life. Let us develop that love which we are always hankering for. The Lord is guaranteeing you, if you seek love, you will get love. When Bible says same thing. You first seek and you will find. You knock the door and door shall open for you. So why not do that? What is the harm? There is no loss in this. Bhagavad Gita says, in this endeavor, there is never a loss. Neha bikramna shosti pratyavayuna vidyate. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. There is no loss on this endeavor. Never there is a loss in this endeavor. Whatever you do in bhakti will be always in your eternal asset. Whatever little you do, svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat, biggest danger you will be saved from. So why we have to worry? Anyways, if you do it, there is no loss, do it. But it's not only no loss, it's always gain. Experience that gain and that will inspire you further to go ahead. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So thank you very much.